When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
ESP. ESP. It's on the phone.
On the phone.
From his home.
We crushed that.
We did nail that one.
We did.
We nailed that one.
It's a WI.
We really are turning into, what's the other dude that drives around in the car doing karaoke? Steven somebody?
Does karaoke?
James Gordon.
That's
who it is.
Yes, car James karaoke. Except we're on the radio.
Yeah, we're turning into that.
Carpool karaoke.
I don't mind.
No, it sounds good. People are looking forward to it.
And wait for 5:30 Creed here today.
Oh, boy.
I can just see people.
Oh, man, I can sense it.
Yeah, they're lining up.
Yeah, I can sense it. Boy, get a few more of these surf signs and everybody.
That's right.
Yes, it is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry with our friends from the Dudat Dental Group, Philadelphia Eagles Dentist. It is in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a party. You can see it outside. It's beautiful. Eagles cheerleaders just showed up. I'm told Swoop is coming. Then Reed Blankenship going to be here at 4.
There's a motorcycle.
Bunch of food. There is a motorcycle. Harley. Bunch of food. Bunch of drinks. So come on out. Join us.
Elliot not here.
But Elliot is on the phone, as the song says. Elliot Shore Parks brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap. Cheap. Elliot? How are we feeling?
Man, I'm sure everyone was just going wild there for the 3 p.m. ESP song. I can just tell the dentist office was going crazy.
They're staring at us. Yeah, they're staring at us.
I'm sure the cheerleaders were loving it. Everyone was going wild, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, Elliot, I have to say that Nick exposing the ankle injury during the press conference was one of my favorite Nick moments of all time. Wondering if you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Well, as a Sixers content creator, I'm sure this is very in your wheelhouse, right?
Secret injuries? Yep.
Yes, exactly. It was definitely a shocking moment, right, to an extent. I thought that something was up when Jalen didn't practice on Wednesday. I don't think you rest your franchise quarterback on a Wednesday for no reason. So I thought that he was dealing with something. I think there's two ways to look at this thing. One is the messaging part of it and, like, that type of circus thing. The other is the actual health of Jalen. And I think that they're two very different things to feel about. Like, I think Jalen is fine. I've seen Jalen for the last month. I've seen him play. I've seen him at practice. I've seen him around the facility. Like, I don't think this is much more than a bumps and bruise thing. That's just my opinion of it. Now, as for the messaging of it, like, yeah, this isn't good. The Eagles are probably going to be fined by the league for the way they handled the injury report, I would guess. I think for a head coach, Nick, that is constantly having to beat back the idea that, you know, he's not involved or he's – I just think it just doesn't help that. So I think the messaging part of it is something they probably wish they would have handled better, but I don't think people need to be worried about the game on Sunday and Jalen's health.
So there's one thing that you didn't bring up in terms of concern, and that is Eagles Insider of the Year stuff.
That is where it all goes back to.
Yeah, now you didn't get the story. Manis did have the story immediately afterwards. But I also want you to hear how Howard handled it with the midday show today. Buzz, can you play that audio?
Why did Sirianni say Jalen has an ankle today?
I have no – maybe trying to give him an excuse or get an out for resting him the other day. I watched him. Now, again, we don't see the real tough stuff in practice. The plays, we see enough. And I saw him. He didn't have a limp. I saw him every day this week. And sometimes if a guy has an ankle injury, you'd see a slight little limp. I didn't notice one thing. And I walked right by him today. He was walking. I think he must have been doing some interviews for the broadcast. So he was walking into the bubble as I was walking in for Sirianni. I didn't notice nothing. I noticed nothing when he walked by me the other day for the news conference. Nothing. Nothing. Joe, you're scaring people for no reason.
No, but this is a major story. What do you want me to do with it?
Shove it up you know where.
I mean, very disappointing, yeah. First of all. Be a journalist one time.
Yeah. How appropriate was that?
I actually think you guys should feel better that two of the top insiders in the city are telling you it's no big deal. So hopefully that's the takeaway you have from that.
Yeah, but neither you had the scoop. How do we even trust you as insiders?
Yeah, you work for the flagship.
We were there. We saw Jalen. Like, yeah, I don't think it's anything you need to be worried about.
Okay, all right. Do you think we've talked a lot about the Saquon touches. Do you think any of that will change on Sunday?
No, I think they've decided, this was at the bye week, that their best way to win is to run the football. And it's just hard to make that type of philosophical switch on offense and then worry about the touches of the running back, especially when he is such a special player. Devontae Smith talked today and said, you know, like, yeah, sometimes it can be tough when you know it's a run first team and that you're not going to get those opportunities. But with how well Saquon's playing, it seems like the guys in the locker room are mostly understanding of this is how they're going to run it. So I don't think you're going to see a lack of touches for Saquon on Sunday. I think as long as he is healthy, they are going to essentially use the same game plan they have.
Sounds like you're ready to admit that this is a run-first football team.
Well, you know, Spike asked me last time on Tuesday if I'm ever willing to change my mind with new information. And this is one of those times. I should have listened to you guys.
Okay.
We can say they have a run-first identity if it makes you feel better. Yeah, they are run-first.
What makes us feel better?
It's just obvious.
There we go again.
You dolt.
Little Howard over here.
This isn't about it being obvious. This is about you guys wanting me to admit you changed my mind. Let's be honest.
Of course it is. No, we didn't change your mind. It's you actually acknowledging what everybody else sees.
Well, I'm still correct. Like, they are still a team that can throw the ball. So calling them a run-first team, I think, still implies that they can't throw it when they need to. I still think they can throw it when they need to. But, yes, they are a run-first team right now.
You are the worst. Did you say that Devontae said it's hard when he knows that they're going to be a run-first team?
Yeah, so I can send the audio. I'm paraphrasing here. But, like, it was essentially saying
that's
it
good.
Could be tough. Well, you want me to play it over the phone right now? I mean, so paraphrasing here. Essentially, it can be tough sometimes when you know you're not going to get the amount of targets that you would in an offense where there's, let's say, 45 throws a game instead of 20. So,
trouble in paradise, Elliot?
Now, listen. I don't view this as trouble in paradise. This is what alpha receivers are going to feel. And I don't fault them one bit whatsoever. What I would ask them to do is to suppress those feelings, put the team first. This is what's best for the team. You're winning football games, and this is how you're going to ultimately get the goal that you want, which is to win a championship. They want the football. I got no problem with AJ or Devontae wanting the football. Problem would be is, are you being disruptive and displaying that at the detriment of winning football games? That's when you're a bad teammate, and neither one of them have displayed that any iota this year. So them being receivers that want the ball, they should want the damn ball. If I was as good as they were, I'd want the ball too.
Well, but also, I think the benefit of paying all these guys is that there's not that aspect of it. Like, Devontae has his contract.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure he wants the ball, but it's a lot different to want the ball when you're trying to earn $50 million guaranteed money the offseason than when you've already got that $50
million guaranteed. Yep. And that's where you got to give Howie credit for taking care of these guys early.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even when we knew Devontae was up for a new deal, but you also make your number one wide receiver happy and complete by making sure he's one of the top paid wide receivers overall, including on his own team, and they took care of A.J. Brown this summer as well. I mean, that's how you keep your locker room a happy locker room.
Yeah, I also think a benefit of drafting guys that come from big-time programs, like Devontae has always played on teams with other guys that get the ball a lot. Like, yeah. When he was in Alabama, he was like Henry Ruggs, like all those guys were with him. So I think they're used to being like guys from Georgia. Like Jordan Davis talked about the lack of snaps he's getting, which I guess is a whole different conversation. But he said like
completely
he's
different.
A lot of snaps. So I think that is another part of this in terms of if Devontae's upset or not.
Now you added Jordan Davis into this.
Yeah.
And them talking about he's used to playing the lack of snaps. What is that? We're supposed to be positive about that?
Positive attitude about it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he has a positive attitude about not being good enough. Yeah, well, I guess I would too. Elliot, if the Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite, you said you're not particularly worried about Sunday's game. If there was something about Sunday's game that worried you, what would it be?
So I would take the Cowboys with the points, like if I was betting this game. I think the Eagles will win the game. But the two main things that concern me about this game, one, it's just a hard place for them to play. They haven't won since 2017. They get boat raced every time they're down there. I know that the other team is not as good as most years they play, but I'll believe it when I see it with this team winning in Dallas. So that's one part of it. The other is I do think the Cowboys will get a spark from Cooper Rush. He's not as good as Dak Prescott, but we have seen in this city a backup quarterback provides a spark that is often – better than what that player is. Foles has done it. Minshew has done it. I mean, Jeff, like all the backups we've seen do it. So I think there is a toughness of the game when the other team gets to play the underdog card, and that's what they get to play. So the Eagles are better, I think, probably at every single position than the Cowboys are right now, but I still think this could potentially be a tricky game.
Well, the other thing that Baldy mentioned to us on Wednesday is that when the backup quarterback comes in there, they play a little bit differently. They give him more protection, and the other team, their team not quite as ready for that guy. So there is a one or two game sort of bump that a team can get from a backup quarterback simply because of those two things.
Yeah, and I will say, so Cooper Rush is 5-1 as a starter in his career, but if you look at that deeper, in the six games he started, the Cowboys' defense is giving up an average of about 12 points. So they've right. won those games with defense. The Cowboys' defense this year is really bad. They're like near the bottom of the league in a lot of statistical categories. They are going to get Micah Parsons back, but it's his first game back. And when you don't have DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side, I think it's a lot easier for that offensive line to key in and stop Micah. So I just don't think Cooper Rush is going to get the defensive support he normally does, and the weapons on the Cowboys' offense are really bad compared to what they used to be. So I think it's true you'll see different things from them. They just don't have the talent, I think, to hang with this team for four quarters.
Elliot, we just got a report that not only did Tim McManus scoop you, but he's got size 11 shoes.
Well, I'm on a 9.5 today, so I'm not okay. that
How does that happen, though?
He's wearing 9.5. It's an 8. You wear an 8. 9.5.
Put your big boy shoes on at the press conference?
Yeah, you're like a little kid putting his dad's shoes on or something. What the hell is going on there?
The only way to get the sneaker I want is in a 9.5, and guess what? I'm getting just, a 9.5.
Hey,
I don't know what
just get to the North Pole, all right?
Yeah, all right. All right, Elliot.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Elliot sounded sad at the end of that.
Yeah.
You can hear the Go Birds podcast, which comes out every day, Go Birds Daily, by subscribing in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, you're on WIP. What up, Yoshi?
My man's Mike. What up? No delay.
Big no Mike. Delay at all.
What's up?
What up, Yoshi?
Happy Friday. Hey, man, well, you got me over here training on that spike. I ain't going in front. I'm like, all right, where do I hit it at? I got to hit that note when he say this or when he say that. Woo! I'm glad I did it today, bro. I'm glad I did. I feel good.
Yeah.
I called so early because Corey brought me up. And you are the worst, bro. I mean, God knows, man. I don't think you can remember anything. don't think you can remember anything, what's his name, with you. You probably only remember everything within the last 5 years immediately, bro.
You know what it is? It's songs and movies, man. I could see it or hear it, but I can't necessarily place exactly what the artist or the actor or actress is, yep. Man. It's tough for me. I only got so much capacity in this brain.
And you're a stream of consciousness guy, so you'll just like you'll let it flow. You know?
Stream of what?
Stream of consciousness, right?
There you go. Easy.
I heard you say it, I think yesterday, it was maybe the day before, like how you didn't jolt the memory back saying it so much. Every time they said do that, you do that. Like, jolt the memory back. You been jump starting the daggone car. When you gonna turn over, bro? Like, golly, the lights coming on and everything. It must be your alternator. It must be your alternator, bro. Let's go. Man, I feel, you know what? The older you get, I'm gonna make sure I stay close to you because I'm gonna visit you. I'm like, hey, what's up with that $20 you owe me? I'm gonna see can I get some money from you. I know you got a little bag somewhere. People who talk broke got money. You know what I'm talking about.
Keep a Crown Royal bag now. I keep one of those. Yeah.
That's it, bro. Just like grandma and auntie them, I got one my dad gonna sell, bro. Hey, man. When it comes to the game, when it comes to Jalen, I ain't got no worries right now. My confidence good with him right now. I mean, he's been playing real good. I mean, you do see some errant passes, but they far in between compared to where they were. I mean, we see the deep ball working a little bit better. We see the touch on the ball. You see him looking off the safety. Like last week, man, he made that safety sit down when he looked him off, and then he hit DJ. I mean, he hit Smitty in the back of the end zone. The touch on the ball that he threw to Saquon, where only he could get it in the end zone. I'm feeling good about him. And like E-Man said, we keep talking about 5-1 with Robert Rush. Ain't nobody worried about Robert Rush. What I'm saying, like E-Man said.
It's Cooper Rush, but what difference does it make?
Because we got a Cooper, so we going to call him Robert. His name is Robert Rush.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? Like E-Man
That's
said.
That's a way to clean it up.
Because that defense was superb when that boy was starting. But they ain't superb this year. I mean, we ain't going to sleep on them, but they superb this year. I mean, the boy got a passing completion percentage of a daggone 60%. Since our Cooper, the real Cooper Rush, has come into the game, him and daggone Q, I don't even think, I think they probably gave up 60-something yards since Cooper been playing. And on the year, Q in almost 300 snaps, that dude, what's his name, he allowed a 57% passing percentage. Like, man, like, that boy ain't gonna, he shouldn't be able to do nothing. If the defense bad and he playing bad, this game should be ours. As long as we don't go in there frolicking around, this game should be ours. It should be ours.
You got a favorite Eagles-Cowboys memory?
Hey, man, what's the name? When Donovan ran around for 14 seconds and hit FedEx for a touchdown, that was great to me, what's the name? I mean, just seeing that boy run around for like a half an hour and then hit FedEx. The best person to hit after that, what's the name? Because, you know, he was loving it, won't he? Like, that boy was loving it.
About time. He had to hit you with the about time. He had to tap his wrist to tell you it's about time. Then he did the people's champ. The people's champ with the belt.
Prime Donovan was a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's still say, our last franchise quarterback?
Except for the Bronco.
No, he wasn't a franchise quarterback.
Meaning it actually
out and been a franchise quarterback. Okay. Yes.
All right, Yosh. Have a great weekend.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I can't stand none of y'all right now, but I'm rooting for you, man. You let that boy put a double nickel up on you last night. You really don't talk to him.
Yeah, you're in trouble in fantasy.
You better not.
I have Jamar Chase.
You better not.
Oh, damn. I went against Mike. I didn't even pay attention. I didn't look. I had other things I was worried about last night.
Jamar Chase put up 55 last night.
Oh, it's a wrap. Yeah, we want me to.
And I forgot to get a new defense, so I started the Bengals defense, which is like a -6.
Yeah, it don't even matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We started the Bengals defense, and I did this with my fraudulent team. Shut up, Spike. I love y'all. Happy Friday. Come on.
See you.
Oh yeah, I didn't even realize.
Dude, I saw that final line this morning, like 240 yards, three touchdowns. I was like, oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
I looked in the other two leagues.
Oh, you didn't look at this one.
I didn't look at this league. I'm like, man, I hope I wasn't going against no Bengals or Ravens last night.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's over.
And I forgot I was going against you, and I looked at this. I was like, oh, Ike's close.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
There's no way. Let me ask you this, Ike.
Yeah, it's over.
Micah Parsons coming back. You worried at all about Micah Parsons, Fred Johnson on Sunday? I mean, they've been helping Fred Johnson out a little bit, but he's allowed a good number of quarterback pressures.
And Micah be fresh. He hasn't played in about a month, it seems like. Like he's been out for a few weeks. This is the team he wants to ultimately play for, so he wants to play well against the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah, I think when he's out there, you always have to be worried about him. Like, this is you know, my theory when it comes to gambling, right? When I say, you know, a road team being heavily favored on the road against a divisional opponent. So I too would take the Cowboys plus the 7.5.
Yeah, a 7.5 point favorite.
That's
at
a
home.
Lot of points at home for a divisional game. I don't view this as an easy win. It may become comfortable late in the game if we play our cards right, and I could see us getting a late touchdown to sort of push us up to 9 or 10 points.
Yep.
And if the margin of victory may be greater than what the game ultimately was.
That ends up like a 31-17 or 31-20 or something like
that.
Right.
When it was really just 24-20 a minute ago.
Right.
So I could see that Sunday. I could see that Sunday. Yeah, this is the game. Cooper Rush has enough starts under his belt. And like I said, Dallas has nothing to lose.
No.
Those are always dangerous teams.
And if they're going to save their season, it's going to start here.
Yes, it's going to start here.
All right. Would you be concerned if Jalen Hurts has to throw the ball more? And we are looking for your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment, 215-592-9494. Now, the weirdest thing, guys, is that, you know, Tornado Shapiro has pushed his way into the show as the official meteorologist of the show.
Uh-huh. Damn.
But you don't really have to worry about the weather in Dallas. So I told him you don't have to call, but he's insisting on a forecast next. So Tornado Shapiro will join us next. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, the Dudat Dental Group.
Dudat.
If you would like to be a new patient, they are accepting new patients. So PhiladelphiaEaglesDentist.com. This is all in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is a party. Reed Blankenship joins us at 4. And then from 4:30 to 6, he's just going to take pictures, sign autographs. Yeah. And there's food outside. The Eagles cheerleaders are outside. Swoop's outside. There's booze outside. Drinks, am I allowed to say? Thanks to Max Neighborhood Bar, Neighborhood Beverage. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Lansdale Family Dentistry Party. Dudat Dental Group, PhiladelphiaEaglesDentist.com in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a party out there, Jack.
Ike signing babies. It's unbelievable.
Yes. The cheerleaders are here, the Eagles cheerleaders. The drumline guys, Swoop, is here. There's food. There's drinks. Yeah, Reed Blankenship will be here with us in a half an hour. You can come out, get your picture with Reed and an autograph from 4:30 until 6. It's awesome out here.
It's great.
Yeah. I'll be cleaning people's teeth in the back. They told me I could do that. So
make sure you floss.
So I can't really understand this in that we don't need to worry about the Eagles-Cowboys weather because it's a dome, yet Tornado Shapiro joins us anyway. Hi, Tornado.
Hello, man. It's Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. You need it whether you're in a dome or not.
You sound a little low energy today, Tornado.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah.
I'm going to need some music.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Coming up, running out of superlatives. What can you say about a man who's always right? Still undefeated, proud of it. If the season ended today, and you boys know it, I would have the home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
You're not the most famous, and you're definitely not always right. But go ahead.
But
give us
the most accurate.
No, not that either. All right, give us the forecast for Dallas. This is ridiculous.
How about a quick shout out to Hello Dudat Dental? Who that Dudat? Do that to me one more time, eh?
All right.
Did you get that? I got it. Captain and Tennille for Jack.
Yeah, Captain and Tennille. You're really nailing the demo. You got any references from the 1930s?
Who doesn't like a little captain in you?
There you go. All right.
Dallas, Texas, oil barons, cowboys, and book depositories. First time I was in Dallas, I stepped off the plane. The fella said to me, "We're going to a hoedown." I said, "A hoedown?" He said, "Yes, there's a hoedown on Commerce Street."
God. Here we go.
He was talking about Jack Ruby. He used to run gals out of the famous Carousel Club. He had all the greats. Tempest Storm, Blaze Star, Rosie the Rump. Rosie'd straighten your spurs out and give you a sponge bath and your own 10-gallon hat. Reasonable prices, too.
Prices?
We had a weather girl down there by the name of Windy Virtue over at www.DDD-Decongestion. Her virtue depended on which way the wind blew that day. You know, they got a roof on that stadium, but it's always a little windy with Windy Virtue. Windy the Whip, we called her. Windy'd whip you from end zone to end zone. Reasonable prices, too. Meet her down at the plaza. She'll show you her Gracie Knoll.
Come All on, right. Dallas. No, no, no. No, no, no.
We're looking at a high of 76, slightly higher than Jerry Jones, thinking he can actually win this game. I remember being at the Carousel Club one day. It was myself, Ike Reese, Hollywood Henderson, Billy Bates. Ruby had the full array of girls out that day. Busty, Stormy, Chesty, Mystique, and Trim Trim.
All right. Can we stop this?
I like end up there.
I have no idea.
I like it with that crew.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you, Busty knew what to do with pickle juice. Come on.
All right. What is the forecast? Okay, go.
Six flags have flown over Texas. I planted six flags each time I visited.
All right. Give us the forecast. It's a dome, so there's no forecast.
It's a dome. It's Jerry World. That retractable top, just like Windy, I say for certain, like the stadium, Windy's top will be shut, but her legs will not be.
All right. Can you stop it? What is the forecast?
Sunny day, just like Sesame Street. High of 76, 4% chance of precip. Winds light and variable. so.
So great weather. No rain whatsoever.
You're a risk taker. You're sending Eagles fans to that stadium empty-handed at their own peril. You got to pack a small slicker. You never know if you're going to get a little gypsy-do. I always leave that option. That's why I'm the best. That's why I'm the most accurate forecast in the country, and I've been so since Jack Ruby ran the Carousel Club in Dallas, Texas. Music, please. Play something to disrobe to.
No, we don't.
Disrobe.
Disrobe to. Guy is out of his mind. Big changes, by the way, with the Philadelphia Phillies today. Yep. I don't know if you saw that, Ike.
I'm glad you rolled past, right, me and Holiday, me and Hollywood Henderson and Bill Bates hanging out.
Yeah, let's see. Where were you guys hanging out? The Carousel Club? Jack Ruby's Carousel Club?
My goodness.
Jeez Louise, man. So the Phillies have a new general manager, Ike.
Huh?
I don't see it. Now, Dave Dombrowski officially is president of baseball ops.
President of baseball ops, yeah.
So Sam Fold has stepped down from the general manager spot and is now the president of business operations. He's going for his MBA as well. At Wharton. And the new general manager of the Phillies is Preston Mattingly.
Any relation to Don Mattingly?
It's his son.
Yeah. It is his son.
Oh, there we go. Keep it in the family.
Good friend of the podcast.
Good friend of the High Hopes podcast.
Okay.
And the other personnel changes. Hold on. Luke Merton.
Don't know him.
Director of player development.
And Edward Gonzalez is promoted to director hitting development.
Okay.
So anything of note there, Jack, do you think,
Fritz,
specifically?
So if I have my read on it, I don't think they wanted to lose Preston. I think they view him as a future GM. And I think Sam Fold, maybe, you know, he'd been a part of this for a couple years as the GM. Maybe there was an inclination he's not going to become the predecessor to Dave Dombrowski.
Got it.
And you know, they moved him to a different role. I guess Dave Buck's retiring at the end of the year.
Okay.
So he takes over.
Shout out to Dave Buck.
Yeah,
love Dave
good
Buck.
Guy.
Yep.
His son was an intern for one day on the show.
Oh, really?
It was funny. It was funny. We were just trolling him a little bit.
Okay.
You know, we made him feel like home.
Okay.
Made him feel like home.
Yep.
But it's interesting. I think it has more to do with they didn't want to lose Preston. I think they view him as possibly the successor to Dave Dombrowski, and they wanted to elevate him to make sure he couldn't leave.
That thing that you told me out in the parking lot, is that public information? The money thing?
Oh, yeah. No, that's written in the Business Journal.
Okay. All right. So the Phillies, with their new members of their ownership team, $500 million they raised.
Yeah.
So I just want to give context to that.
I'll get out of all the soda.
So you're talking about a franchise that, you know, with that number, Jack, you mentioned the franchise valuation now around $3
billion. Yep.
But that means they sold, that Middleton sold, you know, 20% of the team. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a significant thing. I mean, that's significant investors.
Sure.
We're not talking, they're minority investors still, but we're not talking about, you know, shedding 1-2% of the team. This is a significant shift for the Phillies. And
but he's still the majority owner.
He's still the majority owner, but not a significant shift in terms of ownership or in terms of who's making decisions. But
right.
A significant shift, I think, in terms of, and Middleton said this, from the financial situation that they're in and the money they will have to spend. When you add owners like that, that, you know, the thing about, I don't want to get too deep into the business part, but the thing about teams like this is that whether the cash flow positive, they all want to be cash flow positive. They do. But they're not always. You know, the team that year doesn't make always more cash than they spend. So having owners that have deep pockets is that they're there for the valuation of the team to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're willing to spend that if it doesn't make sense for that year in terms of a profit standpoint, they're willing to spend because they're in it for the valuation of the franchise. So when we're talking about $300 million payrolls and you're competing with teams in New York and Los Angeles, which are way bigger markets from a money standpoint, having that kind of cash is really important, I think.
Well, especially if they want to have payrolls in the $300 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single year.
So we talk about sacrifice for Soto. Of course, Jack naming his second child Juan if they sign Juan Soto.
Yes.
Ike eating the triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich. Me getting the Juan Soto tattoo. But this is a It's a power move from Middleton, I think. I think it's a smart move. It's a good move. But I do think it is a sacrifice as well, you know, I think, to a certain extent. When you're talking about this is his baby and selling that percentage of the team, I just think it's a really significant thing, you know.
Totally agree.
One other Phillies thing. We were talking about Scott Boras yesterday, and Boras said publicly he is open. He and Bryce are still open to the contract stuff. Mm-hmm. Dude. Scott Boras talking publicly is always to put pressure on somebody. That's what he wants to do. He wants to drive up money by putting pressure.
Yeah.
If you want to put pressure on Philly's ownership to give Bryce Harper more money, doing it publicly with Bryce is not the way. If Scott Boras thinks there's going to be some wave of Philly's fans begging to give more years to Bryce Harper when he's already got 7 years left on. I'm okay with Bryce getting it, but people aren't worried about losing Bryce Harper. No. Bryce Harper doesn't have an out in his contract, has a no trade clause, has 7 years left on his contract. My recommendation to Scott Boras and Bryce Harper would be if you want to try to pressure them or politic your way into it, that is a private thing. The public thing, it didn't work last year, and fans didn't react well to it last year. We're not worried about losing Bryce Harper.
And I told him I said the same thing in the spring.
Yes.
When Bryce echoed this, I'm like, nah, this is not the road you want to go down.
No. If there was 1 year left on your deal, if there was 1 year left on your deal, we would be worried.
Yeah.
Nobody in Philadelphia is worried about.
No fan is worried about Bryce Harper getting more money right now.
No, no.
Except for Jack.
Yeah.
If you want a new contract, win a World Series.
Win a World Series. That's when fans would be.
Yeah, that's when we'll be like, yeah, go ahead and give it to him.
And it's not that I think fans are against it. It's just there's not going to be this whole wave of people saying, give it to Bryce, give it to Bryce, after the team lost in the divisional round to a team that was essentially tanking this year.
Yeah.
So, all right, 215-592-9494. Reed Blankenship joins us in about 20 minutes. Doug in Germantown, you're on WIP. What's up, Doug?
Happy Good Friday, boys. Look, I'm glad you didn't have me come on right after that guy because he is crazy. I was rolling.
The Tornado Shapiro? Yeah,
he's got problems.
Oh, my
goodness,
he is nuts. But I wanted to sacrifice about 20 seconds for Ike, Spike, and introduce Jack.
Okay. Oh, he's playing Tribe Called Quest.
This will go well.
Treats over treats is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop till you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, it would not pay. Hey, yo, my man, Five Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, Haitian.
All right.
From the Zulu Nation.
Love it.
Yeah. That is to introduce
Absolutely.
Jack.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
I know Jack.
On my ride home.
And to remind me.
That's what it's really about.
It was to jar his memory, right? To jar his memory. to go back to what Elliot was saying earlier about Saquon and us being a running team, I think we can be a running team and still not run Saquon Barkley into the ground. I mean, we got Shipley, we got Kenny Gainwell. We can still be a running team and not overuse Saquon.
I agree. I think Gainwell's fine. And I also think he's not Saquon Barkley, but I also think every running back we have seen, and again, this is not, I want to save Saquon because I want a good Saquon next year too. Every running back we've seen here, while the offensive line has been as dominant as it has been, has succeeded. So I think you can still have that with, you know, taking two or three or four rushes over the course of a game away from Saquon. But what I would point to is every time they've taken Saquon out for a drive, I've noticed the drive is still fine. You know, we've had good drives with Gainwell in there. Again, he's not Saquon Barkley, but I do think that is the way to do it as opposed to throwing the ball more. I think more Gainwell touches is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I heard earlier on the radio that he's on pace for like 400 touches. I mean, that's way too much to me. I mean, I know he's a bell cow. He got thighs like a horse and he can probably take it, but in terms of just saving him for the, you know, for playoffs and for more meaningful games, especially against the Cowboys, who have the worst, like, I think the 30th ranked rushing defense, this would be a time to me, maybe rush him in the first half and then sit him in the second half and let Kenny get, you know, Gainwell and Shipley get some touches and save him for Thursday. I mean, because Thursday, that's the game that we really, and we of course, we don't want to overlook the Cowboys, but that's the game that you really want to drive, you know, safely down their throats to let them know that we're the kings of the division. So in terms of managing the team just for this week, I mean, we got two games in, what, 7 days, that's how I would do it.
All right, so I thought about this after we've been talking about this last couple of days.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, listen, the Eagles are in a difficult position. They aren't front-running, so it's hard for them to just say, we're only going to give him this amount of carries going into a game.
Yep.
You got to win as many games as you can. Here's what I would suggest. Let's get the division won and wrapped up, and the sooner they could get potentially a hold of that number one seed and lock that up, Saquon may not have to play the last two games of the season, final game of the season.
You think this division could get wrapped up by then?
It's a lot of football left to be played. Yeah. I haven't looked at the Washington schedule the rest of the way yet. I mean, they have to play Pittsburgh Sunday. They could lose that game Sunday.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's going to be wrapped up by Thanksgiving. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm ultimately saying is the best path to getting Saquon rest is
the end of the season.
Getting the division wrapped up, and maybe you got a game or two at the end of the season where you don't need him as much.
They are in a bad position. Not bad position. They're in a tough position
to try to rest him.
I think. I think, though, what ends up happening is that is the very – what you're talking about is the best-case scenario.
Yeah.
And I – you know, when Baldy was listing off the running backs who had 400 touches,
it is
a real – and I know everyone's like, well, you can't worry about next year. You got to worry about this year. I understand it. But when you – he is the engine of this offense right now.
Sure.
And if we have everybody back next year, he's going to be the engine of the offense again next year.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? If it's still Jalen and still AJ and still Devontae, we're looking at the same thing next year. So it just, I think that's probably what they'll end up doing. I'm nervous about all of it. I know that's my whole thing, but I like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. No one would want them to lose games to rest Saquon.
No.
So everybody wants them to win games. So you got to go out there and win as many games as you can.
Yeah, I think how many games do we have left? So they've played eight, right? So they have nine games left.
Yeah.
What's funny is if you take away four touches a game, that's 36, and it gets him down to, you know, 330 or whatever, which is what McCaffrey was at last year. You still, if you end up playing two playoff games, you still end up close to 400. Yeah. That is part of it. This, you know,
I just don't want a scenario where I'm looking at an Eagles loss and Saquon touched the ball 14 times.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Nobody's gonna feel good about that he's rested up and you lost the game.
Totally agree. Doug. Oh, I was gonna ask Doug his favorite Eagles Cowboys memory. Slight change, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Reed Blankenship pulled. Would you say this is slightly an Ike? He went to the wrong doodat.
Ah, no.
Doodat. So he'll be here a little closer to 4:45.
Hold on, how you throw me in there?
Yeah, it's not right. That's not right.
Yeah, that was unfair.
That's unfair.
It felt unfair as I was doing it.
Yeah,
so
because Ike did say Broad Street yesterday, and then thought it was in New York, and I think he went.
Not New York.
Broad Street in Philly.
It's basically in the city.
Yeah. No. So Jaws will join us at 4, and Reed will be here probably around 4:45. Now, Cowboy Jim.
Hey, Cowboy Jim.
But now, obviously, we have to talk to Cowboy Jim on a Cowboys Friday. But Cowboy Jim may have some, or Stewardess Jim rather, may have some inside info on Howard.
Ah.
So, Cowboy Jim, how are you?
Yes. Yeah. Where's Chuck? I want to debate Chuck. Oh wait, Chuck's the midday guy. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. Who?
Debate him this time.
Who?
And I'm not on.
Well, they do have a pediatric dentist here, so maybe Chuck. They have a. Over there, so Chuck can see that guy.
Kids' chair.
Yeah.
So what do you want? Do you want my Cowboys?
Come on, Jim.
All right,
Jim.
Sit down. Jim, Jeez, talk. Come on, Jim. Jeez, talk.
Or do you want? You want the Howard story? Which one do you want?
Yes, that's all. We don't care about your stupid Cowboys prediction. What do you got on Howard?
Okay, all right. That flight coming up from Tampa. So you remember it was hot on there. So Cooper DeGene, he came up to
yes.
hang out.
Yes, there was no air conditioning on the flight from Tampa.
Yes, he got naked. Yes,
yes. yes.
right, so Cooper DeGene came up to hang out in the galley because it was cold because we had the chillers going on. So he comes up there. Well, Howard, he jumps up out of his seat. He stands up straight. He got a big old smile on his face. He's like, I'm going to go up there and interview Cooper, see how he's doing. So Howard comes up there with his big old smile on his face, and he looks at Cooper, and he goes, Cooper, I can't believe they gave you a fumble on that play. Well, Cooper, who's on his phone, you know, playing a little game, he looks up for a split second. He goes, yep, went right back to his phone. Howard now is crouched over now, puts his hands in his pocket, and shuffles on back to his seat like he was in high school and had been dejected by the girl. So that was my story.
Wow. So he was trying to hang with Cooper, and Cooper was not interested.
Right. He had a big old smile on his face, and Cooper wanted nothing to do with him. I felt bad for Howard.
I feel bad for everybody who listened to this phone call for the last 2 minutes.
What?
It was not your best.
No scoop.
Not your best. Sorry, Stewardess Jim. We got to let go of Stewardess Jim.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah,
man.
It was not his best moment. I thought we were getting that's on me. I thought we were getting a good scoop. I moved him
Cooper
up.
Cooper DeGene's on his phone. What are we talking about?
Cooper DeGene's 23 years old. Of course he's on his phone.
what are we talking about?
What 23-year-old would rather talk to Howard than be on his phone? Literally nobody, you know? The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you nervous about the game Sunday versus the Cowboys? After learning that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle injury, 26% say yes, 74% say no. So for the rest of the show, here's what we have. We have Jaws coming up. Then we have Cooper DeGene. We still have to talk from Tommy Down the Shore.
Not Cooper DeGene.
Sorry, they look so
similar.
The other
white guy, yeah.
Yes. We were just talking about Cooper DeGene. Reed Blankenship.
Cooper DeGene.
But Cooper DeGene does come here. We found out yesterday. Remember we were on the phone?
Yes.
Cream Dream DeGene.
Yep. Cream Dream DeGene. What's his name?
DeGene. Cream Dream DeGene.
Cream Dream DeGene.
Yeah.
Yes. It flows right.
That's awesome.
Yep. I was just going to name other white guys on the Eagles and say that they're going to be here too.
Name them all, man.
Yeah. So Jaws will be here. Be with us at 4. Not here, but will be with us on the phone at 4. He's also white. Reed Blankenship will join us. Tommy Down the Shore.
He's flustered.
He's also white.
Also white. Well, as far as we know.
This show has changed,
Yes. And Brett Selleck will join us.
He's also white.
What's going on here? Ike, what is the delegation have to say about all this? Holy moly. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Dudat Dental Group. It's a party for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
The cheerleaders are here.
The cheerleaders right in front of us. Swoop right in front of us. Bunch of the Philly Pretzel Factory from Plymouth Meeting. There's food from them outside. From the Harvest in North Wales. Drinks from Max Neighborhood Beverage in Maple Glen. Dude, it's a good time, and you can meet Reed Blankenship. I had all these white guys in my head. Reed Blankenship will be here as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.